Posterity, yeah. Sure, it's yeah. Whatever you want to good morning, everybody. It feels like I just did one of these, so hopefully I'll have something fresh to say. But a person I really respect, and can you guys hear me okay, by the way? I really care a lot about, said that, these aren't really designed to be a complete Dharma talk. They're really supposed to get more about what you're really doing in your life and your practice currently. And it should be spontaneous and personal. So I did take her advice, but I wasn't gutsy enough to not have notes. I couldn't just do spontaneously 15 minutes about my life, but I did really try to narrow in on what's going on right now. So anyway, I recently read a book by Sam Harris called Free Will and listened to a few podcasts, and then I just finished up a really beautiful book called Migrations. And the existential question of free will and predestination in all those things was really brought up front and center in my life. What can we, what do we really make choices on, and what just occurs? And it's funny, in my mind, each time I think I have a handle on it, and at peace with the balance, that whatever that was goes scurrying away, and I feel completely adrift about what's really true. I'm fond of saying and stealing the quote about, if you want me to tell you how to make an apple pie, well, I need to start about 13.8 billion years ago and start with the Big Bang. And there's real truth in that. But then at the same time, my decision to do anything like give this talk or say the next word goes back that way too. So right now I'm kind of dwelling on those two concepts. I can't recommend a book more than this one, Consolations by David White. He's a great poet, but he has a book, that book Consolations is, he takes really a lot of words we use day in and day out and does like a chapter on each. And he's just a beautiful writer. But one word that he chose was heartbreak. And I read that chapter and I reread it and I read it. I grabbed a few quotes. I don't know if they totally capture what he was saying, but I'll just read the couple lines. He said, heartbreak is an indication of our, he writes more than I talk, apparently. Heartbreak is an indication of our sincerity in a love relationship, in life's work, in trying to learn a musical instrument, in the attempt to shape a better, more generous self. Heartbreak, we hope, is something we can avoid, something to guard against, a chasm to be careful to look for and then walked around. But heartbreak may very well be the essence of being human, of being on the journey from here to there, and of coming to care deeply for what we find along the way. So if heartbreak is inevitable and inescapable, it might be asking us to look for it, to make friends with it, and to see it as our constant and instructive companion. And that, in my life at 64, that just really sounds true and right. Heartbreak happens. But heartbreak really only happens when we care or have a passion about something. It really is a result in our choosing. So there's that. And then juxtaposed to this, at least in my mind, is the Colin I'm working with. I think it's 57. But it says, a monk asked Zhao Zhao, the ultimate path has no difficulties, just avoid picking and choosing. What is not picking and choosing? And Zhao Zhao said, in the heavens and on earth, I alone am the honored one. And the monk said, well, that's still picking and choosing. And Zhao Zhao said, stupid oaf. Where's the picking and choosing? And the monk was speechless. And that really sounds true to me too. When I understand the I alone, right, and the honored one is really saying the entire universe, everything in it, its Van is saying it, Percy's saying it, we all are the honored one. This is everything. Everything is here. There is no picking and choosing. Life is right here. So when I go back and think about heartbreak, it feels like such a big word, right? Like I'm heartbroken, right? It's a devastating emotion. And that certainly is true at times. My dad died about 8 years ago, and it really did break my heart. I don't really grieve every day. It's been 8 years, but I do think about it a lot. And during that time, right up to his death, of a week or two before in the hospice, and then his actual death just broke my heart. And now there's the daily heartache of not being able to talk to him, realizing I'll never resolve a lot of the problems that we had in our relationship. It's gone. And I really do miss laughing with him, you know? And then there's my mom. She's still alive, but just full on blitz dementia, you know? And being with her, you know, face to face, and then at the same time, feeling like you're a million miles away from my mom, you know, it's just not there. And it just breaks your heart, right? That breaks my heart. There's the heartbreak, you know, watching the news last week of Boulder, you know, and thinking of all the loss of life and then the impact on so many friends and family, and then watching the frickin' idiots come out the next day to defend gun rights and not wanting to make any real substantive change. And that really is heartache too in your life, you know. But then there's the more consistent day-to-day type of heartache. It's doing a day of manual labor and realizing the strength and endurance you had seemingly just a few years ago is really waning. It's just not there, you know. For me, it's being on the South Platte River and spotting a 20-inch trout sitting down in the bottom, you know, and working for a half hour to get the right fly and the right weight and getting the line to go right over that trout and having that trout grab, rise up, grab your fly. You set the hook, and that trout is, you know, the brain about that big is smarter than me, and he breaks loose, and I just reel in air, you know, and it's heartbreak. You go, God, I worked a half hour to catch that freaking fish. And it just is wanting, you know, just anything. And then having it rarely meet your expectation. But as White said in that deal I quoted, it might be asking us to look for it, to make friends with it, to see it as our constant instructive companion. But does it teach us to not care, or at least not care so much? Or does it teach us to knowingly abide with the emotion as a constant result of our caring in life? But then there's the cone. What is picking and choosing? You know, if I don't care whether I catch that stupid fish, there's no heartache. You know, if I realize that everything prior to the moment created the moment I'm part of, and then seeing my dad lying on that bed with no life in it, no life in him, it's just the way it is. And if I just accept that I'm getting freaking old and my body will never again be like a 30-year-old, well, then there's no heartache. You know, there's not much pain there. But then there's that accompanying resigning, level of resigning to which I just find intolerable. Why would I even go fish if I didn't care? Why would I currently be trying to work hard to be a better, more open dad with my daughter than my dad was with me? Or why would I drive to Idaho next week to spend 3 days with my mom and she won't remember a damn thing? Why would I do that? And then there's the thought, well, maybe it's just to care a little bit less, to kind of prorate one's passion so the pain is less. And as I think about that, I just think it's a terrible bargain, you know? Can I somehow hold both concepts at the same time and take the next step? And then is that step my choice or is it destiny? So I guess I'll close with this. A phenomenon I've noticed in myself that has arisen from my practice but with no conscious decision. I haven't chosen to do this, but it's hard to explain. But after a hard hike, I got this friend of mine who's 23 who likes to take me up fishing, and he just hikes my ass off. And I've gone home, and I'm aching, and I'm sore, and I've chosen to not take the Aleve and not pop the Advil. And I've just kind of sat with the aches and pains. And then I found myself just thinking about my mom, not the way I hope she would be or whatever, but just the way she is. And I sat with that heartache too. So anyway, here I It's a happy Saturday morning. So anyway, here I am. But you know, there's no real answers right now for me. I just keep wrestling with it. I know there's some type of predestination and still joyfully grasping at a level of passion. So what I do know is this. I'm going to play tennis with my wife later today. I'm going to go out and have some dinner with some friends tonight. I'm playing golf with some buddies tomorrow morning. I'm going to do a bike ride with my daughter tomorrow afternoon, and knowing for certain as I say this to you, I will definitely be wanting to pop Advil tomorrow night. And I don't know if I will or won't, but I know that will be the result of my 2 days. So, thank you. Questions, happier thoughts.
Oh.